Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
All right, Kid Nation, it's time for Does That Make Me Crazy? That phone number you need is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
You can text or call using that number. Mm-hmm. And basically, you're just going to tell us those things that you deem normal, but you have a little inkling that they're not. Because your friends finally told you, call the Kid Craddock Morning Show and ask them, does that make me crazy? We will let you know. We've been doing it for a while.
Oh, yeah.
I got a couple here on the text.
Bring it.
I have two garage door openers, one for my house and one for my parents' house. If I accidentally hit the wrong one, I have to hit it again to make sure the other house door got closed. Now, keep in mind that our houses are about 15 minutes away from each other. Does that make me crazy?
Yeah.
That's funny. You're just very careful.
Just making sure. Just in case.
Yeah, because what if?
Yeah.
What if somehow it just keeps bouncing off of some mirrors and windows and gets all the way to your parents' house? That's impossible, but could. From the text as well. Now, this is weird. Every morning, I fill my bathtub with water and a bag of ice. I then submerge myself in it and hold my breath for as long as I can. Then I get out and do 50 push-ups. Then I brush my teeth and get ready for work. I'm Luke Skywalker. Does that make me crazy?
It's a cold plunge.
Every morning?
Isn't that supposed to be good for your muscles, though?
I think it's good to wake you up. But I couldn't do it.
I couldn't do it, but
it's hard.
Cold plunge? Oof.
You live in North Dakota, just go outside.
Yeah, right.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe how cold it is. Some of our listeners are texting us this morning.
What's that wind chill? Like negative
40? Negative 41. Yeah.
The high is negative 12. The high.
Yeah, it feels like 41. Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah. Negative 41, sorry.
So you can do that. Just go out there and do your 50 push-ups.
Right.
From the Kid TV buffoons. They have names for each other. I want to tell my Kid Nation family on my Instagram group when my son is born before I tell my in-laws. Does that make me crazy?
I'm telling you, that's a little family in there.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. That doesn't make you crazy.
You know, Alan named them that.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
I think so. He's in the group now.
He's in the Instagram group?
One of his favorite words is buffoonery, and I think somehow that morphed into the Kid TV buffoons.
Kid TV buffoons?
I think.
Does he go in the chat?
Yeah, every once
sometimes
in a while.
In the morning? Look at Alan.
Hey, train!
In the house. What's up, Brandon?
Hi. I like to wear my clothes inside out after wearing them the right side way, including my underwear. Does that make me crazy?
Yes.
So you can get two wears out of them.
Prolonging laundry day?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yep.
Right. I'll have no clothes left, even my work uniform.
You don't do this with pants, do you, Brendan?
Yes.
You do?
Everything.
So your pockets are hanging inside out?
Absolutely.
That's weird. Yeah, you're crazy.
That's crazy.
That's what fanny packs are for.
That's what fanny packs are for.
You're crazy.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Congratulations.
But he's saving a lot of water.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you are.
All right, you guys have a great morning.
All right, you good?
Yep.
What if you get the pit stains though?
He's not going to stop doing it.
He's not.
One validation.
He's just asking. Yeah, you crazy? All right, you guys have a wonderful morning.
Yep.
Hi, Kylie.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. Go ahead. You're a teacher.
Yes, I am. I am an instructor at a college, and as I administer the test on like a Scantron, so you fill in the little bubbles A, B, C, D, or E. Mm-hmm. And as my students are taking the test, I usually make my key because I change them pretty much every semester that I teach them. And as I'm filling them in, because I do three at a time, and I'm like, A, C, D, I think, oh my gosh, do any of my students, can they be reading my mind? Am I giving any of my students the answers? Does that make me crazy? And I think maybe some of my students are mind readers.
Yeah.
Yes.
We have come across people that say they can read minds. You know,
so yes, well, there's that movie. I don't remember what that movie that he read all women's minds, and I'm like, oh my goodness.
Yeah, What Women Want.
What Women Want. Now they have What Guys Want is coming out, too. They're doing one. What Men Want.
Yes. So, okay, I know I may have been crazy. I texted my husband, and he's like, yeah, you're crazy for many reasons, but that's probably the top.
Is that what you think when you have that student that gets 100% on a test and you know that they normally don't do that? Do you always get curious as to if they're cheating or reading your mind?
Well, I've never really had 100%. And if they have gotten 100%, it's because of, they've gotten like a bonus or something.
Okay.
So wow. I've never had it happen, and I've been teaching for several years. So
wow.
Tough teacher.
I haven't gone there yet. If I do, absolutely, I will be suspicious.
Al, we should have you study for one of her tests.
I was going to say, you should send us four tests, and we'll take it here on the show one day.
Oh, man. What's the subject matter?
Medical is distinct, so it's in the medical field.
Yeah,
perfect.
Ace it.
Perfect.
I don't even think we'll get 30%.
Cardiology for you. You may not be so hot on that.
Oh, cardiology. Okay.
Yes.
Nailed it.
Nailed it. All right, yes. Kylie. Have a wonderful day teaching today. Yeah, we're not going to do so hot.
I thought she was talking about like elementary school or something.
No, she said she taught at a college.
Yeah, I guess you did. I missed that part.
So forget about sending the test then.
You don't want it anymore?
Yeah.
So never mind.
Never mind the test.
Sorry, Kylie.
Yeah.
What's up, Steven?
What's up, man?
Welcome to Does That Make Me Crazy? Now, what do you do?
I have this thing where I have to sleep, like with my hands in my waistband, like to prop myself from rolling over. I can't go to sleep unless I shove my hands down my waist, like on my side, to keep me from rolling over.
Okay.
Are you afraid of smothering if you roll over?
I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's a fear or what. I have to go ahead and do that before I go to sleep. Hmm. If I don't do it, I can't go to sleep.
Got your own little safety rails.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah. What are those things that we put on babies?
I guess that's like a bumper stop or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're swaddling yourself, basically.
Well, kind of, I guess.
Because he's sticking them down so his arms don't move. That's...
Well, I mean... I don't know if that's crazy or not.
That's cool, though.
It's different.
It's different.
It keeps you on
your back.
I
don't think it's crazy. It's a precaution.
Now, you're saving your life, Steven.
Are you a big guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you married?
Yeah.
And so there's not a lot of snuggling going on because you got to have your elbows,
right.
You know.
You have a small dog?
It's like a straight thing. Like I'm, I don't know, like I'm leg straight, arm straight. Arms down the waistband.
I guess she
don't
could
roll
cuddle
over.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
he's like a cuddle blanket.
I think we're leaning toward not crazy, yeah, but just different.
Just different. Yes.
I'm going to slide crazy on that one.
Just different, yeah, in my opinion.
A little crazy.
Get him a little straight jacket.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little straight jacket. Yeah. There you go, Steven. Congratulations. You keep doing what you're doing, sir. Thanks for your call. Valerie wrote us and said, my boyfriend puts the cracked eggshells back in the carton and back into the fridge until he's done with the whole thing. And used all the eggs to trash it. Does that make him crazy? Because it blew my mind.
I've done that. My daughter had a fit. She said, I'm going to do disease or salmonella. I don't know what she said. E. coli. I don't remember. She had a fit. It's just easier than going all the way to the trash can.
Yeah.
I've done that.
I used to do it. Then I stopped because I got weirded out and thought I may make myself sick.
Yeah.
I don't think that's that crazy.
Okay.
Yeah, I think a lot of people do it. I used to do it until I started thinking about diseases.
Maybe lazy over crazy.
And basically, my wife told me to stop, so I did.
I don't know.
You compromise.
I compromise. That's crazy. Yeah, you good.
We've had way crazier.
Yeah, he's fine doing that.
Yeah.
Tori wrote us and said, when I'm frustrated at work, I get a sticky note and I write the first letter of every cuss word I know over and over again on the sticky note. Just the letter. Does that make me crazy? Tori, yes.
No, that's a good coping mechanism.
Just write the whole word.
Yeah, that's cute. I like that.
I worked with a guy once at a restaurant. Whenever a customer was mean to him, he'd go in the bathroom and just curse.
Curse. Then come out.
And then come out, and he was a brand new man. Yeah, he was good.
There you go.
Sometimes you need to do that.
Just let it out.
Vent it.
Yeah.
What's up, Andrew?
Hi, yes. So, is it crazy that... that I'm girl crazy because I go after the same girl.
Okay, how old are you?
Can you expand on that?
I'm 13.
You're 13.
One quick. By the way, Mom, if you're listening, I'm on the radio. Yes, finally. Sorry, I'm just.
So Andrew wants to know if crushing on a girl, still going after her, and thinking he has a chance makes him crazy. Nah, bro.
No, we've all
has
done.
Has she rejected you?
I've been rejected many times.
Yeah, but you
got there's just something about that girl.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, as long as you're keeping it on a safe level, I will say it's crazy. You know,
you're normal, man. That's what we do.
Yeah, we all.
Yeah, you're not stalking her, are you?
Yeah.
Are you stalking her?
No.
Oh, good. No. All right. You're
I always hear at school. Yeah. I always hear at school.
Oh, every once in a while, you'll hear a story, a love story about, well, he was after me for, you know, weeks and weeks or months and months, and finally I gave in and went out, and they got married, or, you know, they had a relationship for a while. Every once in a while.
Very thin line between doing that and then being a little too over the top and scaring her off.
Yes.
I think, Andrew, you're doing it the right way.
We don't think you're crazy, and congratulations for being on the radio, and I hope your mama heard it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she probably heard. I'll tell her.
All right.
There you will, buddy. All right, Andrew. Have a good day at school, buddy.
Good luck getting the girl.
And if you do get the girl one day, let us know.
Oh, listen, let us know.
Yeah, we like a victory there. Hi, Melissa.
Hi.
Okay, this is weird. What do you do to your Cheetos?
Okay, so I like to get Flamin' Hot Cheetos, and then I get a packet of grape Kool-Aid, and I sprinkle it in there and shake it up and eat it.
Whoa.
You put the Cheetos
in I don't even know how to wrap my head around that.
What's it?
What does it taste like?
What's it taste like? Because there's no sugar to make it the like sweet grapes. So it's going to be almost tart, right?
It does. And then with the hotness, it kind of makes it hotter in the thing.
Hot grape?
JC's going to try it, I bet.
Yep.
That's what I was going to say. I triple dog you to try it.
But you can't triple dog dare me because you know I'm going to do it, Melissa.
Flaming grape.
All right, now I got to try it.
It's got to be with grape. You can't do any other flavor because it kind of throws it off.
Purple drink.
Oh, you have tried other flavors.
Hey, purple drink, dog.
I have. I've tried the lemon. I've tried strawberry. It doesn't really taste kind of too good.
Go with grape.
Go with grape.
Yeah.
Yeah, and make sure you wear gloves because it's going to stay in your fingers. You're going to have weird ET fingers.
I always have Cheeto paw.
Purple red? That purple red?
Yeah.
Looks kind of dead, but burnt.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm going to try it, Melissa.
Gave JC something to try.
I'll report back, and it is kind of crazy. I'll give you that.
Do you know what I finally ate?
What'd you eat?
The Takis.
Oh, they're so good.
They're good.
Taki.
Yeah, the hot ones.
Did you get the super hot
lime
ones?
Or
the purple
chili
bag?
Lime or whatever. Yeah, I think
so. Yeah, purple bag's my favorite. Hi, Tony.
Hello.
Hey, buddy. All right, man. So what do you do that makes you crazy?
Anytime I'm watching TV, whatever I'm watching, if it has where you have like words on it, where
captions?
It comes up on the screen, not
subtitles.
You can put those on. No, like where it tells you 5 years later
tells you
what happened.
Yeah.
My crazy squirrel brain decides to say it in my head in the voice of the French voice that does the SpongeBob voiceovers when it does that.
Oh, yes.
On SpongeBob.
5 years later.
5 years later.
Yeah, and it's usually like that. You usually laugh until you're in a room and it makes you laugh and you're watching the end of, Deepwater Horizon?
Uh-huh.
Then it's not so funny. People just look at you like you really are crazy.
That makes you fun, dude. Oh, that makes you fun.
I
you
keep doing that. You're borderline crazy.
Yeah, you're fun crazy. I hang out with you. Come on, Avery has one about me and Big Al real quick.
Uh-oh.
Hi, Avery.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, Avery. So what's your, does that make you crazy about?
Okay, so, JC, yes, you do have a wife, but Big Al's still on Bumble. Does that make him crazy?
Yes, it does.
But he's trying, Avery.
Yes,
he's
it
trying.
Does, Avery.
Thank you for your call. You have a good day at school today, okay?
Thank you.
Mom's laughing in the back.
Good one, buddy.
Yeah, right? You got him, Avery. You got him, Avery. Yeah, you told him. Thank you, Kid Nation, for all your calls. We'll be back next week with them, so we'll try to get your crazy on the radio. But we're going to try something next with Anna from Kid TV. You get the weekend update from SNL.
Uh-huh. Right?
But what about the rest of the week, you know? Maybe you need a midweek update.
Oh.
Okay.
And we're going to try something new with Anna next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, we're going to talk a little Bachelor next. Kelly said some stuff went down last night.
Yeah. It was the most dramatic episode.
It was? All time?
No, it wasn't. But it was interesting.
I'm still going to watch it tonight because my wife got in late from San Diego. But I'm still going to watch it even though we're going to recap it.
Got to catch up, JC.
I caught up on Big Brother, so I'm all caught up. And then I'll catch up with The Bachelor tonight.
Got it.
And I'll be all set to go. Anna, you gave up on The Bachelor.
No, I didn't give up. I've been watching it for years, but this is the first year that I actually just looked up to see who wins.
Oh, you looked up?
I spoiled it for myself.
Why?
Well, I've watched it normally for years now, and I've heard that if you just look up who, like, wins, you kind of watch it differently, because you kind of see, like, that specific relationship evolve.
I've done both ways, yeah.
Yeah, and so this is the first time that I'm sorry, I just don't care for Colton. I don't think he's the best Bachelor.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
I think he's kind of boring, so I was like, I'm more interested in the girls, so I'd rather kind of, like, see which girl wins and keep up with her kind of thing. So.
Okay.
So I did spoil it for myself.
Now that you know, can you see that relationship developing or no?
Well, I don't want to potentially spoil it.
I don't think so.
No, you could say yes or no.
Because it seems that he's developing relationships with more than one.
Yeah, I think the only thing, I mean, I know there's still a lot of girls on this season, but I feel like the same three or four girls are getting screen time.
Okay.
So, yeah. And, that's how they play it. He's kissing everybody.
But they try to throw you a curveball. Always. They try to make it seem like this is the strongest relationship. They always try to do that for you.
Yeah.
So you looked it up. You should do a bet with somebody that doesn't know you looked it up.
Oh, I know. I watch it every week with like two of my friends and they don't know that I looked it up.
Yeah.
And last night I did think about being like, oh, so do you want to like make bets on who wins?
Yeah.
Sure. Does that make me a terrible person?
I know. It makes you somebody that's going to get some money.
I'm just a liar, but you know.
Yeah. But at the end, it'd be kind of funny. Like, I knew. And she'd be like, oh.
Yeah. Uh-huh. What's that saying? If you ain't cheating, you ain't lying. Trying. And you're also lying.
So
there's that. Anna also has a new phrase for girls. You know, in bad relationships.
Oh, yeah. Skirt before you get hurt.
I like that.
Skirt before you get hurt.
Skirt before you get hurt.
Oh, skirt. Skirt. Skirt.
Little Cardi B.
Yeah.
Yeah. Skirt.
Before you get hurt.
Skirt means leave?
Yeah.
Skirt. Is it like peeling out?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's the sound. Skirt. Look at Kelly.
Before you get hurt.
I like that a lot. So, Anna, you were thinking about something. You came up with this in your sleep or in the shower or something?
Yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I was watching last weekend's SNL, and I love Saturday Night Live. And one of my favorite parts of it is the weekend update.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I think their jokes are always just, like, so funny. They just, like, hit you with the punchline. You're always like, ah, Colin Jost, you're a funny guy.
The report,
so
and then
dry.
They hit you.
Yeah. And so I like to think that in an alternate universe, I'm a stand-up comedian.
Okay.
I'm nowhere close to it in real life. But, you know, a girl can dream.
Could be.
Thanks, Al.
You got it, yeah.
So I was thinking, you know, we're on during the week.
Mm-hmm.
We're on during the week, so we can't do the weekend update. So what about a midweek update?
I like it.
Okay, so I'm here to give you the midweek update comprised of a few jokes that I wrote on some topical pop culture things going on.
Yeah,
I like that.
From music to movies to the infamous Fire Festival.
Uh-huh.
Okay, they're a little rough. You guys are my first test audience, so let me know how it goes.
Okay.
Be honest, okay? But also, I would appreciate the pity laugh, so I'm not just like, okay, cool.
You got it.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm gonna clear the throat.
So, yeah. Okay, so Zac Efron, mm-hmm. you know, he's starting in a new movie where he plays Ted Bundy, mm-hmm. the attractive and cunning serial killer from the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
Netflix just released a documentary called The Ted Bundy Tapes, but I heard that Hulu is also making a documentary about how cool Ted Bundy was.
Mm.
Yeah, they're calling it Ted Bundy Vapes.
Okay. Vaping's cool right now.
Vaping is cool.
I like that.
Allegedly.
Ted Bundy Vapes.
That's a millennial joke.
Those are probably my best ones. It's all downhill from here.
You gotta
start strong.
You gotta hook them. You hooked us.
Okay. So last night, The Bachelor was on.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of drama happened.
Yeah.
And they went on the first travel date to Singapore.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm surprised that they didn't go to the Virgin Islands.
That's actually pretty funny. Okay.
Thank you.
Colton's a virgin.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they didn't fly on Virgin Air.
Yeah, they talk about it every single time.
Are we doing King of Virgins?
No,
I'm just kidding.
Lolo Jones. Okay, never mind.
Did you guys notice that Instagram was down last night?
Yes.
Yeah, I felt so cleansed that I imagine that's what Whole 30 feels like.
Oh.
That's cute.
Thanks, guys.
Okay. All right.
No, I didn't notice.
It was actually during The Bachelor that
that's
happened.
That's why I was focused on that.
I was trying to look at my stories.
Okay, so the Oscars, they're around the corner.
Yeah.
And one of the most popular movies this year is A Star is Born, starring Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
And they have beautiful chemistry. I actually really liked this movie, so it was hard for me to write a good joke about it. I actually thought of 100 jokes. But all it takes is that one joke for you guys to think that I'm funny.
I see what you did.
Right there. Thank you, Gaga.
Thank you. That was a Lady Gaga reference on an actual movie reference.
Yeah. I didn't get that in the Golden Globes.
I didn't get how they didn't get it at the Golden Globes.
They didn't.
Everybody knew that Lady Gaga was throwing that around.
But us pop culture enthusiasts, we understand.
Yeah.
Okay, so I know that at the beginning of this whole bit, I promised you guys a joke about the Fyre Festival, but much like the actual event, that won't be happening. So,
you didn't get to that part.
That was just my ender.
All right.
Thank you. That's my midweek update.
Way to go, Anna.
Well done.
Yeah. Thank you.
Can't wait for next week's midweek update.
Yeah, let's do it on Wednesday.
Okay, today's Tuesday.
It's going to be hump day.
That's the joke.
That's
the joke right there.
Just warming up your week. Your pre-midweek update.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank
you, Anna. It's got legs.
It does have legs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Plug your podcast, Anna.
Yeah. I watch a lot of TV, so I have a podcast called Channel Surfing. This week we'll be talking about the Ted Bundy tapes, of course, the most topical thing going on right now.
And how old are you, Anna, so that girls can know, you know, who they're talking to?
Yeah, I'm 25.
All right.
Yeah.
And my name is Anna.
Have a long distance relationship?
Yeah.
Yes, I am in a long distance relationship.
How's a boyfriend?
He's doing good. I actually just visited him this past weekend, so that was a lot of fun.
Where does he live?
He lives in New Jersey.
Man, he fooled me. I thought he was going to propose over the holidays.
Did you really?
I really did.
I didn't. Another waiting a little bit.
I feel like as long as we're doing long distance, it just. You know, it'd be nice to be in the same city.
Because then you do it and you're like, bye.
Yeah, so I feel like that's kind of the pace we're going
at. Y'all trying to get in the same city?
Yeah, of course. I mean, that's the goal, obviously.
Whose city is winning?
Mine.
Oh, yeah.
Compromise, JC. That's called compromise.
Gentlemen, that's compromising with your lady.
Yeah.
Look at that on the text. I love the midweek updates.
Yep.
Yeah. Yay, thank you.
I vote yes for midweek updates, so we're going to bring it back. Anna, well done, ma'am.
I'll work on my jokes, but thank you for the support, you guys.
Must-watch show right now?
What?
Your must-watch show?
Oh, my gosh. I've been watching absolutely everything. Okay. I've started and finished Sex Education on Netflix.
Yeah. I heard that's hilarious.
It's pretty, it's pretty good. I love it.
I'm going to jump on that.
It's British.
All right.
It's British.
Okay.
All right, and speaking of television, we are going to get into The Bachelor here.
Yep.
Because there was some drama last night.
Yeah.
Kelly's into it. She got Alan watching, even though I don't think he's paying attention.
Yeah, he's kind of on his phone, but he's there in the room.
He's a dude. All right, we'll get into that next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Have you ever watched The Bachelor or The Bachelorette and you wonder how much money do these people spend to go on this show?
It's a lot.
Because you got to put your best foot forward and you want to look right and you want to make sure
I see what you're saying.
You have to have the right clothes. And a lot of these people don't have particularly good playing jobs.
Yeah.
Some of the girls have admitted to borrowing things.
Yeah.
Other girls splurge hoping that on the back end they'll make it up. Becoming a influencer, or social media.
That's the thing. So they estimate, according to this article, that the girls spend at least $1,000 on clothes and treatment.
That's a low end.
Facials, that's on the low end. But to someone who's 22, 23 years old.
That's a lot of money.
That's maybe
I get that.
Their savings.
Yeah.
And so they spend at least $1,000. There's one that they interviewed, Jillian Harris, who was on Jason Mesnick's season. I think I remember her.
Yeah.
She actually remortgaged her home.
Whoa.
And got about $8,000 out just to get herself ready to go on The Bachelor.
Okay, but look at her now. She is a lifestyle blogger.
Yep.
She has Love It or List It Canada.
Uh-huh.
She just launched this new pajama line. She's like killing it.
She's doing well.
Because of the fame she got. And that's what everybody's end goal is.
Right.
If it's not for love.
Exactly.
The majority of these people end up going on Bachelor in Paradise, and they make between $7,000 and $15,000 per season, which is not bad to go to Mexico for about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And then they do make it back on Instagram. A lot of them do become influencers.
They get appearances, you know, and little small towns, or maybe even larger towns.
One of the contestants was saying that they charge up to like $9,000 for a story and a profile post.
Yeah.
And so they do get the money back.
Yep.
Not all of them,
right.
But most of them. So, yeah, it is costly to go on The Bachelor and The Bachelorette.
It's an investment, man.
Yeah.
Takes money to make money.
The guys show up with like two or three suits. And those things are expensive because they got them all looking right, fitting right. They look pretty expensive.
Mm-hmm.
But there was another episode last night. Your current bachelor is Colton Underwood, who, if you want to play a drinking game, drink every time he mentions his... football career.
Yeah, the virginity talk got a little less. It is waning a little bit. Yeah,
luckily that stopped.
But man, I've seen so much tongue.
Oh, there's...
I'm sick of all that tongue.
He's
action.
A tongue kisser. Like, some people can pet...
He leaves
like,
with a tongue.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, and they don't have any problem showing it.
And I think he sneaks it in because the girl will close her eyes, and then that's when the tongue is shot out.
No.
So she's not ready for the tongue.
Yeah, tongue action last night. And I know a lot of people are not a fan of Demi, but I am loving Denny.
She makes the show fun, man.
She is delightful entertainment. Without her, that show would be nothing.
She understands this is a TV show.
She's great.
She understands that people need entertainment.
And she also gives some valuable lessons to girls, young women who are dating, that confidence,
we keep
telling you, it's everything. It's so sexy.
Her confidence makes her attractive. To Colton, to people watching, I know a lot of girls don't like her, and I see that on social media. She does get bashed, but...
Y'all don't get it.
But
y'all don't get it.
I think she's doing it right.
She's awesome.
I think she's doing it right.
I'm Demi's number one fan right here.
I'm number two right here.
So, there's this rivalry going on between the two beauty queens, Hannah B. and Kaylin.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And so that's just been going back and forth, and it's just ugly, and they keep going to Colton about it, which also shows you Colton can't stand it. Well, last night, Kaylin got taken on this shopping date they've been doing where they just spend ridiculous amounts of money, and she comes home with all the shopping bags, and everybody sits there and like, oh, that's so pretty.
Nice.
You got to keep all of it. And everybody's like real happy, but slowly, the jealousy, and then the behind-the-scene cameras, they cut to the girls, and this one of Cassie just cracked me up.
Okay.
It's not easy when I see someone that I'm dating now doing that to someone else, and be like, fine. Oh, just sucks. But I am so happy for Kaylin. Like,
I'm so happy.
She is happy, but she's falling.
You should have kept playing. She goes, but I'm so happy for Kaylin. She could not stop crying. Man, you know what? She gets started.
That sucks. That the girl that gets
so
the,
funny,
and the girl that gets all the shopping, she's put in such a situation
it
that
it's a target on
it
her.
Does
back
man? It sucks for her.
She could not even hold another bag. She had both arms were full of shopping bags, and
of course the producers set that up.
Of course,
for that reason.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because they want to cause
it
drama.
Even worse.
Now the girls do get goodie bags. I read on that article I was talking about earlier. They do get goodie bags when they get in there with some like jeans and beauty products. So they do get some stuff,
but it ain't like that.
Yeah, she got a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, I do give her, Kaylin, props because she later in the show went to Hannah B. and said, look, we got to get this straight. This is not going anywhere good between us, the two beauty pageant girls.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been squashed, we think.
Yeah.
It could come back and rear its ugly head later.
Very mature, though, right?
Very mature.
That's how you should
act. The way you handle it.
These are the things on The Bachelor and Bachelorette. There are lessons to be learned, and that's a good lesson to learn.
Okay, so here's another good lesson. So they're on a group date, and Courtney... She's just upset because she hasn't had her time. It's a big deal. It's getting to spend your time with The Bachelor.
Sure.
I didn't get to spend my time. Well, go talk to him. Every other girl has gotten up. Colton doesn't go and he very rarely goes and says, let me talk to you. You go to him.
Right.
I'm trying to be respectful of other girls' time.
You can't be that. This is a competition, girl.
Yeah.
So Demi gives her some great advice.
It's frustrating watching him.
My bad.
It's frustrating watching him going out of his way to make moments with other people that aren't you, and it's like, am I just chopped liver? Like, why am I sitting here still? It's difficult because I genuinely thought I was going to get a one-on-one this week, and I keep getting group date after group date. It gives me anxiety because I don't want to have to talk over people or just, like, do something shocking for attention, so it's frustrating. He's taken time to point out to each of you sitting here that, like, you're special. I've gotten none of that. You know, like, I went up there and I had to talk to him about something I didn't want to talk to him about, and I felt really good about it. And at the end of the day, you can't make excuses. You just have to act. Because if not, it's not going to be good. I'll just wait patiently.
That was her fault.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so Demi's like, you're not going?
I'll go.
I'll talk to him again.
You want something, go get it.
And Courtney had a fit.
She did.
Like, I just finished telling her how upset I was about not talking to Colton, and she went and talked to Colton. Well, then why didn't you go talk to Colton?
Yeah.
Go talk to him. That's all it is. So her lack of confidence, not good in group situations, is what did her in.
Yeah.
And Demi's like spitfire. She's like, I don't care. I'm on a group date. She said, I'm on a group date, but I'm acting like I'm on a one-on-one date with Colton. She
When they're walking it with a group.
Let's go get our picture done together, Colton. She jumps on his back and rides because she's a tiny little nothing.
Right.
She's playing it right.
Make it feel like you're the only one there.
When they walk as a group, like 10 girls, she's the one right next to Colton.
Now, this doesn't apply in real life because you're never going to find yourself in a situation where you're on a date with a bunch of other girls trying to date the same guy. That's not going to happen. This is weird for people, which is why she collapsed.
Right. But you also, you've seen enough episodes that you know the group dates happen.
Yeah, of course.
And you see how it works. And you can't claim ignorance at this point. So Demi then went to Colton to let him know that Courtney, the shy one, isn't good for him. She was nipping this one in the bud.
She is the cancer of the house. She attacked me. She told me I was playing God because I talked to you again that night, and I just wanted to tell you
she attacked you?
Yeah, but I mean, it didn't really faze me, but I did want to tell you because out of all of the women here, the one person who I think that is definitely not deserving of your heart is her, and I don't want you to waste any more time on her. But it kills me to have to even talk about it at all.
That's shocking to hear. I'm trying to wrap my head around it right now. I haven't had the most time with Courtney, but I like to trust my gut, and I definitely didn't see that coming. Not everybody gets along, but I definitely don't ever want to hear somebody attacks.
Yeah, because Courtney was talking down to Demi, they're the same age.
Yeah.
And she was telling her, I am just classier than you, and I am more mature than you. And how old are you again, Demi? Just talking down to her.
Yeah,
she was.
So she's afraid to talk to Colton, but she'll tell Demi what she thinks of Demi. And then the one time Courtney finally goes and talks to Colton, it's not, let's get to know each other. Let me tell you about me. Let me find out more about you. No, she goes to badmouth Demi.
This is the worst thing you can do.
She has with him, and she wastes it.
The worst thing you could do.
I think what she said is the furthest thing from the truth. She isn't here for you. You could be anybody. The fact that you're the Bachelor and the fact that this is a TV show is the reason why she's here.
Okay. I mean, that's, for me, that's the worst thing to hear.
I mean, truly 100%
coming into this, my greatest fear is someone that's here to win.
That's all she's ever said, is that this is a game. I'm going to play the game the right way.
She said that?
Yes, 100%.
Hearing that is making me sort of question now my relationship with Demi.
What?
Well, when you hear that, of course, it makes a number on your head. But Demi's goal is to win the guy.
Yeah.
That's the goal for all of them.
Didn't she say,
Colton, it is a bit of a game.
That's the goal.
Yeah, that's the point of the show. Now, didn't Courtney say she's only here because she knows you're the Bachelor? And that's the point, right?
I'm confused. They both just went to him and talked bad about the other person.
Right.
Yeah.
But Demi has not done that until that point. I think she saw what was coming. She saw, and she was heading that off at
the
pass.
She cut it off.
But Courtney blew her shot. So, you know, even though this is ridiculousness. And guess who didn't get a rose at the end of the night? Whiny Courtney.
Courtney didn't get the rose.
She didn't.
You got to be confident.
She gone.
Bad-mouthing other girls to make yourself look better doesn't work.
Yeah, guys don't like drama. Here's what we don't like drama.
She was waving bye to Courtney as she walked.
She was kissing the rose.
Oh, yeah.
Demi needs to pull back just a little bit on that. She needs to pull back. But she's a great villain.
Oh, man. I'm going to try to find Demi. I want to get her on the show.
Right down the street, man.
Yeah, we can.
Yeah,
we should try to get her.
My assistant knows her.
I love her.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, look at you, girl.
I already know too much.
You do know too much?
Mm-hmm.
But your assistant's friends with her or knows her?
Not friends with her because she's older, but we went to school with her.
My assistant.
She'll come on.
None of
this. She lives close by.
My assistant knows nothing.
Nothing.
Oh, what?
You're a boss girl.
I'm someone else's assistant.
No, you have an assistant, basically. You have a manager at your bar.
Well, it's getting good, though. I think I'm just now getting on The Bachelor. I'm just now
You're crazy.
I'm just now getting to where I kind of know a few of them's names.
This is the first time Al's been into this, I think.
So, it's kind of, you know.
The drama of the girls. It's not about Colton.
It's not about Colton.
No, it'll get boring once the drama's gone, by the way. That's what happened on the show. And Jenna, please work on getting Demi. That'd be awesome.
All right.
We'd love to talk to her.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hey, Kid Nation, how would you like to warm up a little bit?
Heck yeah.
You got that cold front hitting all over the United States.
Dude, temperatures are plummeting all over.
All over the place, and we want to help you out starting next Monday and for the entire month of February. We're going to be giving away trips for two to Florida with the Kid Nation Winter Warm-Up.
Yes.
How do I win that, Big Al Mac?
Well, you just listen. In fact, you just listen every day, weekdays at 7:40 Central. That's it.
That's it.
Very simple. There's no hoops to jump through. There's no... Just listen, all right?
Yeah, you don't need to know extensive... you don't have to do extensive research on things?
No.
Just call and listen.
We're terrible at research.
I don't know. It seems a little too easy to me, guys.
I know. Kelly, that's how we do it over here. You can find your moment of sunshine at visitflorida.com, by the way. That's super easy, too, if you like easy stuff.
Thank you, visitflorida.com.
Appreciate you. And let's get to some good news, because I know you're going to be having good news.
I need some good news.
If you would like to text or call the show, is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-D-KID.
And, I'm a big sports fan.
Yeah.
And sometimes on ESPN, you will catch the bowling leagues, and you watch these guys just bowl.
Yeah.
And they do that. How do they curve that ball? And every time they hit the pins, it's a strike, it seems like. And those guys are adults. Well, a kid in New Jersey became the second youngest kid to ever bowl a perfect game.
Wow.
He's 10 years old.
Oh. Man.
10 years old.
No bumper guards?
No bumper guards, Al. I know, right? I still use bumper sometimes, and I'm a grown man. His name is Kai Struthers. He did it at a bowling alley in Lynn, New Jersey, just outside Newark. He's the second youngest. The youngest in New Jersey, the youngest ever in the United States, is a 9.5-year-old girl in Florida.
Watching him on Kid TV right now. His brother.
Yeah. Back in 2003. Yeah, he's a brother.
Yeah.
Kai's mom could barely hold it together near the end. When he got a strike in the 9th frame, because there's 10 frames, and then you got to hit 3 in the 10th, she says she had to walk away because she didn't want to make him nervous. Now, the whole family is big into bowling. They actually started taking him to the bowling alley when he was 18 months old. Then he joined his first league at 4 years old.
Wow.
But he's got his own shoes.
He's being scouted by colleges for potential bowling scholarships.
I guess that's a thing. I didn't even know it.
Didn't know that existed.
And he hopes to go pro one day.
You think he'll go to Bowling Green?
Hey! Yeah, Bowling Green, you better have a dope bowling team.
Yeah, right?
Can't be named Bowling Green without a bowling team. So, Kai Struthers, second youngest kid.
Good job, brother.
Person in the United States to hit a perfect game. That's some good news right there.
Yeah, it is.
Now we get to the Kid Nation good news, which is always fun to do. This one's plain and simple from the text. Botox party this weekend.
Woohoo!
So do you guys just put the needle, like, you just do it there?
Poke them. Poke.
Is there a professional doing it at least?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Well, I've heard. I've never been to a party. I've never been to one of those parties. But yeah, like women drink and socialize and take turns, I think, getting injected.
Yeah.
Huh.
Just wine and needles, huh?
Yeah.
Sounds like a morning show.
Wine and needles.
I'm wine.
I'm needles.
All right.
Al, I'm definitely needles right now.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah,
you are.
Needles.
Like 5 a day.
Yeah. Got to harvest the eggs. When is it? Next week?
Yeah.
That sounds good news, but also...
I feel like a little pincushion.
It's okay.
Coming to the finish line.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I got a view.
What do you mean a view?
Some of the eggs.
Oh.
I don't think percolating's the right term, but
really?
They're in there. I told the doctors that you're taking bets on how many they're going to have.
Yep.
How many I'm going to have, how many they're going to get
did
out.
Did you tell them what we were guessing?
Mm-hmm.
Did he say we were pretty good?
They did not give me any. I don't know if they think I'm in on it, too. They were like, what were the guesses? Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't know.
Hmm.
Well, we'll find out.
We will.
Jenna is going to miss the show
Monday?
That Monday.
Except for Monday.
After Super Bowl, yeah.
Yeah.
That's when the eggs.
As long as I'm full enough.
That's when we're harvesting.
Yes.
Harvesting.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm sorry. I have to miss you. I think that's the day.
We're going to have baby eggs. Little show eggs.
Do they put them all in one basket when they harvest them?
Oh, stop it. You're being very flippant. It's a serious thing for a lot of women. Don't be so flippant.
We're excited, though.
It is a serious thing. And, I'm tired.
You've been talking about this forever.
Yeah.
Finally doing it.
It's a great opportunity for me.
From the text, we got about 70% of our restaurant staff hired and 1 week away from orientation. We're 2 first-time front-of-the-house restaurant managers, and we're kicking butt.
Wow.
That's a good feeling.
Yeah. Opening up a restaurant.
It's a good feeling.
Tough, man. Yeah, Al, you know how it is. I've done it 3 times. 4 times. 4 times?
Yeah.
4 times. Let's go to the phones. Hi, Maddie.
Hi.
Hey.
How you doing this morning?
Hi there. Doing good, actually. I just dropped off my little one for school.
Aww. And what's the good news you want to share with Kid Nation?
I just wanted to say that for maybe the past about 12 years, I've been dealing with PTSD, and I finally got the diagnosis that I needed to get my first service dog.
Oh.
And I just got her maybe about a week ago, and oh my God, she is such a blessing. She's doing her job so well for me.
What's her name?
Her name is Christy. She's a Rottweiler mix. She's about 3 years old.
Well, good.
Oh,
congratulations.
Awesome. Congrats.
Thank you for your
help.
Service, too.
Yes, thank you. She is such a big, she's a cuddle bug. She listens really well. She's just so great.
She's just what you needed. Congratulations, Maddie.
Exactly,
thank you for sharing.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much.
Man, dogs just...
Dogs are the best.
They're God's gifts, aren't
yeah,
they?
Right?
They really are the best. When everything is going wrong, you know you can come home and your dog's going to lick the heck out of your face.
And then that just makes it so much more just infuriating when you see people that don't
treat dogs
yeah, right.
Yeah, you're right.
It's just infuriating.
Even those abused dogs, they turn around and they still learn
they
to
love. Yeah.
Yeah. Anastasia, how you doing?
Hi.
Hey.
Welcome to the show. Now, your good news involves Big Al Mack, I hear.
It does. So on Sunday, my boyfriend and I and my daughter, we were in Addison going to get ice cream, and we saw Big Al Mack. And I, of course, freaked out because I've never seen any of you guys in person. So I made him drive all the way around just so I could roll down the window to say, hi, Big Al Mack. And the only thing that came out of my mouth was, Big Al Mack, I love you.
I remember you. I remember
you. I love you.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember that. Because you were the only one that said it.
Right. Yeah, I know. He was like, I love you, too.
Thanks for calling, love Anastasia.
You too. Love you, too.
Thank you. Bye.
Yeah. Bye. Yeah, definitely scream at us if you see us on
please.
The street.
Please, yes, turn around. No, turn around and say it.
Last things only, though, please.
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 Yeah, it's at least when the children are around.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't like you. Okay. Thank you for that.
Thanks for turning around to say that.
Yeah, I'll even take it. Nice butt. You know, one of those.
That's not going to happen to you.
My favorite is, are you? Kelly? Yeah. Well, I don't listen to you, but my friend thought it was you. Okay.
So awkward.
I don't know what to say to that.
Yeah, I don't know what to say either.
Okay.
All right. Well, good talking to you.
The other day, my son, a gentleman,
I don't know what you do for a living either.
A gentleman was riding by and he yelled out, just JC, and put the hand out. And I was with Case and my son. And my son goes, does he think you're cool or something? I was like, yeah.
The unimpressed children.
Right. Thanks, Kaysen. Appreciate you, bro. Hi, Ellen.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Good morning. Share that good news about your dad. What's going on?
My dad is turning 97 on Saturday.
Wow.
Whoa.
Wow.
Have you asked them the secret to a long life?
I have. A lot of people have asked him, and honestly, he always says whiskey, really good whiskey and cigars.
Oh, my God.
Man, I'm going to get some whiskey today and a cigar.
All these people that make it to like 100,
always
bring up there's either beer or whiskey and definitely some sort of smoking involved.
That's the secret.
Apparently.
You going to take him to the club?
No, I'm going to take him to a Spurs game.
Oh, you're better.
There you go.
Still getting out and about, lagging the basketball.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully they win that game for him, Ellen.
Thank you. Thank y'all.
And what's your dad's name again?
His name is John Pausch.
What's up, John?
Happy birthday, John.
Big John. Pausch.
Good old Johnny over there.
Big John.
That 9'7".
97.
That's a good life right there. Hey, Megan.
Hey.
So you have some good news to share about your dad as well?
I do.
Okay, what is it?
Well, I have some bad news first.
Okay.
He has MDS.
Yeah.
Which is like leukemia. It's like a bone cancer.
Yeah.
A blood cancer. And he's going to need either a stem cell bone marrow transplant. He has 4 siblings, and I have a brother that can all be donors.
Oh, that's
but
wonderful.
I could also, like, if none of those people match, I can be a donor because, like, they can check me to be a match since I've never had children. Because children, like, change your DNA.
Yeah.
Wow.
So there's good news. Even though he received that bad news, there's going to be some good coming out of this. You guys definitely have donors ready for him, Megan.
Hopefully, yeah. Well, hopefully somebody's a match.
Well, you call us back when you hear that good news, deal?
Sure. Also, his grandmother is 102. Well, she'll be 102 in April.
She got whiskey and cigars to credit.
Is she a whiskey and cigar smoker as well?
No, ma'am. She walked for many, many, many years every day.
She just walked. See, that one's a little easier.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm sign me up for the whiskey and cigar.
I don't know, man. The cigar the next morning.
I love it.
You got that cigar mouth.
Yeah, I do.
Even if you brush your teeth, it's just there.
Yeah.
Hi, Maria.
Hi.
Welcome to Good News Tuesday. You go ahead and share with us. What's up?
Hi, we're going to Vegas.
Yeah.
You mean right now?
You going now?
Yeah, we actually just like made it into the parking lot, and now we got to take the shuttle to the airport.
Who are you going with?
I'm sorry?
Who are you going with?
With my husband.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I thought it might be
it's
a girl's
our first
back.
Time going somewhere without our kids.
Oh, you left the kids back home?
Have That's fun. Nice.
Yes, we left them behind.
Bye, suckers.
Cool day.
In a nicer way, but yes.
Yes.
Have fun.
Hey, win a lot of money, Maria. You guys have fun out there.
Bet on black.
Thank you so much.
That's a husband right there, too. Yeah, he, I think he was more excited than she was. Hi, Stacy.
Hi. Good morning.
Hey.
Morning. Good morning. So, you have some awesome news.
I do.
What happened?
So, in December, I did the Ancestry.com.
Yeah.
And I got my results in on Friday, and I found my entire biological family, within 4 hours.
Wow.
Whoa. That how's going quick?
Do they live anywhere close to you or far away?
Yes. I have an amazing cousin who I actually got to meet, and her name is Mary. Okay. And I got to meet her, and we live 15 minutes from each other.
Wow.
That's crazy.
My biological dad and I have actually worked right down the street from each other.
Man.
For years and years and years. And I had nothing to go on but one name. And that was it. And it was just the first name.
And all the and everything, everybody's happy? Everything worked out so far?
Yes. They are all so amazing. I've been so blessed. God is so wonderful.
Mm. That's great.
That's great news, Stacey.
That's awesome.
How cool is it? You just send a kit away and then you get results back online.
4 hours?
And
then crazy.
In 4 hours, she found her biological family.
I'm an extreme detective, so
yeah,
it was pretty great. And Mary was wonderful. She found everything and helped everything and just amazing. And my biological dad, David, is amazing.
Oh,
super cool guy. I have 5 siblings.
Man.
So you became a sister just like that.
I did. I actually got 4.
Wow.
Good
that
deal.
Is so cool. I love these stories.
Good to hear that, man.
And you know what? You're gonna feel that whole like, oh, now I don't have any detective work to do. When that goes away, it's almost like you're sad.
Maybe you can help somebody else.
Yeah. Congratulations, no, Stacey.
It's just been a great day, and I just love y'all's show. I listen to it every morning. It makes me so happy.
Aww.
And I've actually met y'all a few times, so I just love and adore y'all.
Well,
thank you very much.
Can't wait. I hope to see you again soon. Maybe bring the dad next time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There
Sounds
you go.
Great.
Sounds
there
awesome.
Go. There you go.
Congrats, Stacey. Thank you for calling.
I keep getting emails, and it's just these random third and fourth cousins.
Money. I got a second cousin the other day.
Because I know my family. It's not like that, but it's like these random third and fourth cousins. So I'll go, you know, stalk them on Facebook, and I'll see that they're mudding or hunting. I'm like, yeah, they're probably mine.
Mudding or hunting.
Yeah.
I got one the other day. It just said you have a new family member, second or third cousin, and I clicked on them, and they had my biological grandma that we found last year, her last name. So if I would have started searching for her this year, it would have been a lot quicker than it was a couple years ago than we were searching.
And you still haven't met your grandmother.
Not in person. My mom did. She went out and visited my mom.
You want to try this summer?
I want to. I just can't talk to her because she doesn't hear guys' voices.
On the phone, but what about in person?
In person. I don't know if in person she'll be
person
able to.
In person
I hope so.
Because she has the benefit of seeing your mouth.
Right, uh-huh. Right.
Lip read. Hi, Laura.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe I'm actually talking to you guys.
Laura, you're a gamer?
I am.
And that's where your good news comes from?
Yeah, it's kind of silly, but I've been waiting about 13 years for this game to come out. I'm sure others have, too. But they've delayed it the last 4 years, and it's actually on its way today, so I'm really excited.
So you have a game that you've waited for 13 years to come out, finally coming out. What game is it?
Kingdom Hearts 3.
Kingdom Hearts 3.
So how many hours will you spend playing it when you first sit down?
I'm not entirely sure.
It's at least 13 years.
Yeah.
Go with the flow on that.
Yeah.
3 days.
And I'm also
I'm also getting married in 3 months, so I guess that's important too.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yes.
But she left with the video
not compared
game.
To this. Yeah.
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 Okay. Does your husband play too, or your future husband?
Yeah, he plays games, but he doesn't play Kingdom Hearts. He understands my obsession, though.
Yeah. Hey, long as it works for you guys. Well, congratulations.
Congrats. We'll take one more here from Presley.
All right.
What's up, Presley?
Hi, how are y'all?
Doing excellent. We're doing Good News Tuesday right here, and I hear you want to share something with us?
Yes. Me and my husband, after having two boys, ended up having a daughter this summer, and she passed away at 12 days old from a virus, but we just found out that we're having two twin daughters.
Wow.
I'm so happy for you,
that's
Preston.
That's awesome. Yeah.
I'm so sorry for your
thank
loss.
You.
But
yes. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Those little girls are going to fill your heart.
Can my son say hi to y'all?
Absolutely.
Have
absolutely.
100%.
Hi.
Hey, buddy, what's your name?
Carson.
Hi, Carson. You're going to be a big brother again.
Uh-huh.
That's exciting. Oh. Two sisters.
How excited are you?
So excited.
Okay.
Now when you break something, you could just blame your little sisters.
Right.
All the time. He already blames his little brother, so.
Oh, he already has a... Well, congratulations, Presley.
Congratulations. Good luck, okay?
Thank you for sharing. And Kid Nation, thank you so much for all the calls and text messages. I wish we could get to all the calls, because they really do make us smile. But we do have a Feel Good Friday coming up on Friday, so if you want to save those, definitely give us a call back then.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.